And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development here in Frankfort, Indiana. So glad to be with you. Shan Sheridan, I'm the Director of the Chamber and Economic Development here in Frankfort and Clinton County. And another edition of the E-Factor is on the air right now. We appreciate you listening, and we always want to start our show by reminding you what the E-Factor is all about. It's the E-tributes of a community, not the attributes, but the E-tributes. Encouragement, engagement, employment, education, all those things that really make our community work. And one of those things that we have been finding that's been working quite well for us in our community over the last couple of years is entrepreneurialism and how we can better empower entrepreneurialism here in our community. And we found that, if you bring people together, if you start networking people together, there's some great ideas that can evolve. And so we have put together a co-working space, a shared working space, a community engagement center, if you will, to bring those ideas together and to allow people to come together, congregate, work on their particular job or their particular passion or their particular dream, and bringing it to reality and doing it in a very cost-effective manner. And that is why we put together the Iron Block. And the Iron Block is 62 North Main Street, downtown Frankfort. And it's also the home of the Chamber Office, the Economic Development Office, and the Frankfort Main Street Office. But it's so much more than that. And one of the folks that help us each and every day make that happen and that oversees the Iron Block activities, Mr. Jason Wilhite. He is our Chamber Membership Director and Events Coordinator, but also does a lot of work with the Iron Block co-working space and our engagement center. And welcome to the show, Jason.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, Shan.
Well, Jason, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you, you're fresh off of a conference that was conducted or was put together down in Bloomington, Indiana, basically all about co-working spaces and what the function of that entails. And we were pleasantly surprised that we seem to be on the cutting edge. And so I wanted to hear from you, your experience, and tell the folks about what happens at a co-working space and a shared workspace. And then we're going to take it beyond that and see what we can do from a community perspective.
Well, co-work really hit big in Indiana about 7 years ago. The first co-working space was Speakeasy in Indianapolis. Since their inception, they've fostered about $250 million of economic development in their section of Indianapolis with their alumni they've been tracking. So the co-working concept is not a new concept. It's an old concept of a kind of art colonies and people getting together and sharing resources and ideas. But this is to foster entrepreneurialism. And when you have people with the same mindset, different goals, I mean, people have different businesses and they have different goals for themselves, but they can get together in a co-space for a lot less cost of renting a full office, and they can talk to each other, they can meet with clients. It just gives them a professional area to do their business. And people, when they get together, as we know, sometimes the best way to get to a solution to a problem is get with someone and just talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it may even come to you yourself, like, oh, I can't believe I didn't see it that way. And that's what we really hope to catch lightning in a bottle at the Iron Block here. The past few mornings, we've had three co-workers, Missy, Jim, and Shauna, meet every morning and really have caught fire on a couple of ideas for their businesses, and they've been helping each other. They've gotten business off of each other and passed along to their contacts, and that's what co-work is all about.
Well, some people would say, and even some of our own leadership within internally within the chamber questioned why not just work at home? If you don't want to have an office, if you can't afford spending that money, or you can't justify spending that money on an office every month, on utilities every month, on internet each and every month, on all the other things, the paper, all the things that make an office work, why not just work from home?
That's a very good point. And what it comes down to, what we hear most often, is the distractions. When you're at home, you're not necessarily thinking about your project. You're thinking about, is my laundry done? What's the dog? Why is the dog bugging me? What's he need? You know, what's going on with the kids and their dad or their mom? You're not in the right frame of mind to work at home, generally speaking. We have a writer who belongs to Iron Block, and she comes in to get away from the distractions of home, to be in her zone, to put on her headphones and know that, you know, here she won't be thinking about those home pressures. So we have this welcoming space here, a professional space that people can come to and do their business.
Well, when you think about folks that have worked from home, you hear about the folks that started their business out of the garage, and we know some big businesses like that: Hewlett Packard, Microsoft, Apple, all started from pretty much some small dreams that turned out to be some pretty gigantic steps, especially when it comes to technology with those particular businesses. But having the opportunity of co-working and coalescing together the thoughts around maybe your dream or your passion, and like you said earlier, the opportunity to hear other people's feedback, that's pretty important, because I think it's not only about just coming each day to the co-working space and kind of grinding out your particular idea, but it really is getting that feedback from other people and knowing that you're in a place of encouragement. They're not going to necessarily judge you, but they're going to encourage you, but they're also going to give you honest feedback.
Absolutely. And that's an activity that we're going to bring into the mix now that we have a handful of members that I think would really appreciate that, is a pitch night. Have some beverages brought in, have some appetizers, and then have people go up in front of the class, so to speak, in front of the rest of the coworkers, and pitch their what they've been working on or something they have been thinking about doing to a friendly yet objective group of people that could either say, yeah, you're on the right track, or, you know, maybe you should look at it from this perspective and try something new.
Well, you're fresh off of the conference, coming back from the conference last week and learning a lot of different things. What were some of the most refreshing things, or some of the things that you brought back to our co-working space and engagement center here in the Iron Block?
Well, I'm very encouraged to hear that we're up to 54 co-working spaces in the state of Indiana, which is half as amount of counties we have. That's excellent to hear. There's 3,000 co-workers working in co-working spaces right now as we speak, and possibly a little more because that number is from late last year. Just so encouraging to hear about the networking opportunities that some co-working spaces partner with their local microbreweries, and they have tasting nights. Some have wine and cheese nights. The consistency that I've seen is at least once a month they have something either educational or networking every month. And consistency is key. Just keeping that going, supporting each other, teaching. Another thing is when small business goes for that capital, when they go before the lenders for maybe an SBA guaranteed loan or a venture capitalist or an angel investor, it's up to us as economic development officials and the Chamber of Commerce and folks of business to help them with their pitch. They get one chance with this venture capitalist or with this angel investor. We have to help them be as armed as they can, that they present their idea in the best possible fashion that the angel investor or the venture capitalist can make a very informed decision and give them the money, or maybe they'll have suggestions on how to make their idea better. But that's our product at Iron Block, is entrepreneurialism, great ideas, and people, and really getting the people armed to move forward. A lot of great public-private partnerships in co-working right now. There's a new co-working space opening in Bloomington called The Mill. It used to be the Shower Brothers factory, a depressed area in Bloomington. The city of Bloomington asked some entrepreneurs and some folks in the know and co-working to build it up for them, create a co-working space, and they're creating the entire region in that area around it. So it's a feature point. It's 19,000 square feet. All the offices are already rented. They're going to have a venue space, and the city of Bloomington is paying for all the entire loadout of $4 million.
Well, the city of Bloomington also understands that what they're doing is they're planting seed for greater investments to come. Because more than likely, you invest in those small dreamers, mm-hmm. Those folks that have got the entrepreneurial spirit, those folks that are grinding it out each day. And I shouldn't say the word grinding, because really it's more of a passion for mm-hmm. those folks to come, especially here in our co-working facility and our community engagement center, because that's what this is. It's not only a co-working space, it really is an engagement center, because we have not-for-profit groups that meet here. We mm-hmm. have governmental groups that meet here. We have for-profit groups that meet here. We have folks that come off campus from their campus to come here just to have a different scenery. Mm-hmm. And so it's an opportunity to network not only with our co-working people, but with those folks that are already in business, that are already doing a variety of different things, but to get back to that investment, as Bloomington invested mm-hmm. that money, they will see great dividends in the coming, and already are seeing the dividends.
Absolutely. If you look statistically, the growth in the United States comes from small and mid-sized business.
Sure,
we love our industries and the large business, but growth for them is very planned. It's very structured. It takes a long time to go. But you have a single person who comes to Iron Block, they get that great idea, make a few sales, they're hiring two or three more employees to help them out. So the growth is faster and it's larger because there's way more upside. And helping folks get to that position, that's where a chamber of commerce and co-working are a little bit different. Here at Iron Block Co-working, when they're a part of the co-working space, we want to graduate them to glory. We want them to be so successful they are able to get their own office, their own manufacturing space, whatever it happens to be. At the Chamber, we want to have you for members for life, because we want you to be a part of the economic development and the engagement in the community. But we, at Iron Block, we want to get you big and get you gone as good as possible.
Well, I mean, I think it is like the eaglets leaving the nest. We would like to see those folks as we help them develop and give them room to develop, give them mm-hmm. a space to develop, and give them the resources because of the other folks that are part of, here. When you start thinking about our, in particular, co-working community engagement center here at the Iron Block, you think of the diversity that we have regarding mm-hmm. the backgrounds. We have graphic designer, we have web designers, we have, like you mentioned, the creative writer, we have real estate folks, we have attorneys, we have a variety of people that share the space on a regular basis that come to the table, our attorney popped in the other day, mm-hmm. and I had a question for him regarding a situation, and I had the opportunity to just pick his brain for about 10 minutes. Thank God he didn't charge me, so that's a good thing. But, I was able to, speak to him for about 10 minutes, gave me great wisdom in dealing with something that we have going on that I think will help navigate through that situation a lot better. So those are the opportunities as you rub shoulders with folks, as you come in contact with people. You're not only coming in contact with people, you're coming in contact with great wisdom mm-hmm. and great knowledge.
Absolutely, and that's a part of the co-working family, if you will. If someone is in the co-working space, say our graphic designer or our attorney, and if you have a brief question or, hey, I need your opinion on something, as long as it's brief and doesn't require any kind of professional backing, they'd be more than happy to do that for you. And if you took that quantifiably, and if you went to an attorney's office or you went to a graphic designer, say you have an hour or two minimum, you may be out $800-$900. So that's a part of the value, just that professional connection. You're part of the family here.
Yeah, and it is a very much a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We share coffee, water, and snacks, and all those kind of things. But we also have the opportunity to talk a little bit about each other's lives as we get to know each other more. And right now we're up over 20 co-working members.
Organic growth.
In Iron Block, which have been very, very much organic in the sense that those folks came to us and said, hey, we'd love to be a part. And I think that that is something that we often take for granted, is organic growth. You know, I think we feel like we have to go out and market and do a lot of things, which we do and we enjoy. But you know, finding out by word of mouth or finding out by how things are, you know, really by example, and folks see what's going on and what's happening, it attracts them to success.
Mm-hmm.
Success attracts success.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons we have such a strong real estate group here. I mean, we have several real estate agents, we have a mortgage company, we have several
title companies,
and a title company actually looking at an office perhaps here for a full-time basis. They just do a lot of business in Clinton County, want to be engaged. This is a wonderful space for that, and I think they just talked together. They spoke together, said, hey, let's go to Iron Block. And they become members. The proof's in the pudding.
Well, and so you come back from Bloomington. Yep. You came up pretty with some fire in your belly in the sense of what's been going on there. Let's talk a little bit now about some of the things that we've been able to already offer, but then what we are going to be able to offer. You know, we just had an attorney come in. Phil Triplett came in a couple of weeks ago sharing about tax law. Yep. And how a business should be broken down as far as how you should more than likely file as a business. Huge information, great information, and makes a huge difference when you are trying to figure out, should I be an LLC? Should I be a sole proprietor? Should I be an S corp, a C corp? What should I be? And those simple are not, they're not simple. Those decisions can be earth-shattering when it comes, or they can be incredibly important down the road as a business makes those decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And Monday, coming up Monday, the 29th.
October 29th. These shows are all over the board.
So. Check local listings for date and time here. We have the Small Business Administration coming in and speaking about tips and resources for small business with an emphasis on finance.
Yeah.
What does an SBA-backed loan look like? Who do you get that through? What local providers, what they may expect from you as a business owner? You know, do you have to put your house up for collateral? Things like that. There's a lot of misinformation out there about the small business. You know, oh, I can go get a grant. Well, no, there's not many grants out there for for-profit businesses. If you're not for profit, there's opportunity, but for profit. So we're going to continue that on, and we're going to bring in accountants to talk about finance, maybe some of the common mistakes of first-time businesses. Because what we found in not only co-work but in the chamber, people are very good at doing what they're passionate about. They're very good at with their business. It's sometimes that behind the scenes, you know, the accounting, the recording, things like that, that may be a little bit more difficult.
Well, you know, the thing about the co-working space here at the Iron Block, the opportunity to recognize and understand that it's more about information. It's about networking. It's not just about a roof over your head, but it does bring that informational component where people can gather information, and then they can network together, and then they can find that passion from each other and that source of strength from each other to go out and get things done. I've heard many times people coming in to our Iron Block says, it's just nice to be here because I just feel like there's encouragement. I feel like there's confidence. I'm more confident when I leave here because you know, it's a feel good place to get your business and get your work done. And I think that is another part of what happens at a facility like this, that it's an attitude, it's an environment that is nurturing and that is conducive to success. It's really breeding success. We truly desire folks to come here and be encouraged and get engaged with your community. If you're not a co-working person, and if you're not a person that's starting a business, we invite you to come out to 62 North Main Street, the Iron Block Building, and just check it out to see how things are being done, because it's a great place to come and find out about other businesses and other startups that are happening here in our community. So we have the SBA coming up on October 29th. Mm-hmm. We've also we've had business network meetings that have been going on a pretty regular basis. Absolutely. Those are going to continue?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to have the consistency of a minimum one either networking or educational program per month. That may be more. It depends on the demand of our members. If they have a subject they're really enthusiastic and want to have a speaker about, we'll find that speaker. And we'll make that happen. We not only connect people one-on-one, but we'll connect groups together to get the best information. Along with Iron Block Co-working, something that may be further down the road, but a manufacturer maker space that may even lead to a manufacturing accelerator where you go from idea to prototype. But once you have your prototype and you have maybe a customer say, hey, I want 5,000 of those, what do you do then? Mm-hmm. We want you to make things here in the United States and Indiana and mostly Clinton County. So how can we partner with IU, Purdue, Rose Holman, whoever, to take that piece that you've made and put it into a manufacturing line? Construction manufacturing line takes a lot of expertise and money. There are some thought out there, especially from Rose Holman, of how they can partner with a community and take that prototype to production, design their line. That's a huge benefit.
And we have a partner in the Bankable Building.
Absolutely.
With Chris and Crystal, who have a maker space themselves. It's a place where if you've got something that you're wanting to make, it goes beyond what we can do, because we don't have a place for welding. We don't have a place for pipe fitting or bending wire or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But we've got the place to set the idea. We've got the place to draw up the plans. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that, come talk to us. We'll be glad to get you in contact with Chris and Crystal Reichert over at the Bankable Building, because they have that space, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Is that they've partnered with us and say, hey, if you've got a business that wants to move beyond what you can provide for them, we've got the space and the ability to take them to another level. And so we have the wherewithal, mm-hmm, to take you from really cradle to career. I mean, and when I say cradle, I mean we bring young people in quite often. I had the opportunity to speak to the Learning Network young people just the other day, talking about economic development and the small business, mid-cap business, large businesses, and we had a fantastic time of talking about what we do here at the Chamber, economic development, and what we do with the co-working space. You mentioned earlier about the mom and pops, mm-hmm, as far as small cap, mid cap, mm-hmm, that make up the large portion of economic development in our country, and Absolutely. If not our world today. People forget quickly that Mr. Lay started selling chips out of the back of his truck, out of the back of his car. Actually, mm-hmm, it was a station wagon. Mr. Lay was running around selling a chip that that he made, and thus eventually became Frito-Lay, mm-hmm, and that eventually was purchased by Pepsi, and wow, the rest is history. Yep. So, but all of these businesses started small. All these businesses started with an idea.
Yep.
And who's to say that one of the businesses I was just reading about the other day, NetSuite, which is a software program, mm-hmm, for businesses that's being used by a variety of up and coming companies now, mm-hmm, and is just kind of sweeping through the country. It all started in a co-working space with an guy's idea, and that was helping a friend of his with another business that went multi-billion dollar. Mm-hmm. You never know what can come out, whether it be small, mid, or large. It is what makes America tick. It is what makes capitalism work, and we're so excited to be a part of that. And I think our plans that we have for the future, Jason, are pretty exciting as well.
Extremely. We're going through a remodel here and starting in November at Iron Block for the first floor. It's what we call phase two. Phase one was exterior. And if you've been by 62 North Main Street, you've seen the wonderful new awnings, the paint, all the work. a lot of work you didn't get to see because it was internal.
Yeah, underneath the building.
Underneath the building.
Or on top.
Yeah. New roof and all that. But it's such an attractive building. And now we're doing the inside to do outside the respect and as good inside as is out. So we're getting that done. We're going to shore up some infrastructure, make it a lot more functional. It'll have a better flow. Some more private space, some phone booths. And that's a great concept in co-working is, you know, what if you have a little conference call with a client? You don't want to do that out and with everybody because, you know, that picks up, you pick up the sound from the entire space. We'll have a couple of private areas you can go into, have a conference call, have a call with a client in a nice private space. You won't have to worry about the background noise. That's in the future, maybe even a phase three. Hope we're praying, fingers crossed, up on the third floor that will exponentially expand double our capabilities here at Iron Block. And the state is watching. We have a great local partnership with our county and our city and our not-for-profits and our groups around here and our entrepreneurs and other co-working spaces. Other communities are watching and asking questions. How do you do certain things that we do? And we do the same thing. I ask Launch Fishers, John at Launch Fishers, how do you do some of the things you do? And what kind of things are you working on? Because when we all talk and we communicate, it makes everyone better. It lifts Indiana.
Well, absolutely. And when you're especially talking economic development, this is what gets me excited. I love non-for-profit work, been involved in the non-for-profit world for many, many years, and I'll still pastor a church, of course, non-for-profit. And those are such great programs. What excites me in the economic development world of non-for-profit, whether it be the economic development of the chamber or the Iron Block co-working space, is that we're seed planters. We're planting seed for more growth instead of entitlement or instead mm-hmm. of just handing something out to someone. It's the opportunity to take what seed money that we get and what seed that we are able to garner and use that as leverage to create greater growth, whether it be a small business that turns into a mid-sized business or mid-sized that goes to large or large that expands to greater mm-hmm. Heights. We have the opportunity to see growth and more economic impact in a community. I think that we forget. We're really excited about our partnership with Early Childhood Learning and being able to galvanize greater discussion about early childhood development and what child mm-hmm. how do we learn. We had that discussion a couple of weeks ago with Victoria Mattingly and Carol Price. Those are some of the partnerships that we are so excited about because it is about planting seed. It's about growing not only just our community, but growing us as individuals so that we can be better prepared for success that is coming. And we believe that more success is coming to Frankfort and to Clinton County.
Oh, absolutely. And working together and fostering that pathway from youth to adulthood, you have as an individual have to do the heavy lifting. But we'll help any way we can. Co-working, helping each other. We're a part of the Passport Program, the Indiana Passport Program. If you're a member of Iron Block and you find yourself in Fishers or you find yourself in Lafayette, you can go onto our website, make a reservation, go to Matchbox and work for a couple of hours. It has to be during the business time, but that's fine. You could go to Launch. We all work together. We help each other. We want to help our members, whether they're members of Iron Block or Co-Works or the Mill. We want you to be as successful as you can be, and we're all here for you.
Well, in our couple of minutes that we have left, we want to talk a little bit about how people can get more involved. Give us the cost factor mm-hmm. is very reasonable. Mm-hmm. How do you become an Iron Block member?
Well, right now, you can go to ironblock.studio. We have one of our Iron Blockers, Jim Stitzel, with Dragonspire Media, has streamlined ironblock.studio. A lot more intuitive. You can sign up there. It's $30 a month. Now, check local listings. We're looking at, as our amenities increase, our fee may have to increase a bit, but we'll talk about that early next year, 2019. And if you sign up now, you'll be grandfathered.
Yeah.
So, do it now. You'll be grandfathered in.
At least for the year.
At least for the year. and that would be fantastic. Come on in. All of our resources we have for coworkers are yours. The ability to go to other co-working spaces and different communities on day passes, that's all yours right here at Iron Block.
And we make some of the best coffee, I think, in the community as well. So you need to come out and have some of our coffee, and at least until Frankie's Cafe gets open. Where Phyllis, you can go over there for a great cup of coffee, and we'll probably be even using some of that coffee as well. Well, Jason, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. Always great to work with you on a daily basis, and see as the Iron Block grows, as the Chamber grows, economic development grows in our community. We appreciate all your hard effort and work, and your willingness to serve our community.
My pleasure. And remember, shop small, shop local, wherever you are.
And that's coming up November 24th, right?
Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday. And that's a great a segue to be reminded of that. November 24th is shop small, or shop local, I should say. And we've got those bags right here at the Chamber. Yep. So if you want to pick up some bags, we'll be out, glad to help. And we'll get those out to our small businesses. Well, that's going to wrap it up for another E-Factor. Until next time, make sure you know that you could be the E-Factor in someone's life. You could be the encouragement. Maybe you're the engager. Maybe you're the empowerment in someone's life, the hope for someone. Go out there and make it a great day. Thank you very much.